class. If anyone is serving Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu, no harm, that's Gandhi. That should have no doubt. Only for these advanced devotees who have come in the stage of Raga Nuga, that is, they have greed, actually greed. Then they should do like this, what I have told. In Raga Nuga Marg, there is no archan. No? In Vaidhi Bhakti, there is archan. No? If anyone note down these things, very attentive things. If anyone serving Radha and Krishna, doing archan and all these things. But in Vaidhi Marga, they will not go to Vaikuntha. Where they will go? If they are liberated and if they are becoming Siddha, perfect, then they will go in Goloka, where opulence and Swakiya Bhav is there. Opulence. There is no Sarakiya Parakiya, anything there. Only like Vaikuntha Adhipati, so much opulence and only Sakya Bhav like that, there is. They will serve like, oh Prabhu, like this, Radha and Krishna, like Lakshmi and Narayan. But not in Vaikuntha, but in Golok. What is Golok? The boundary line of Brajamandal, Gokul or Braja or Vrindavan. Boundary line, you know, what is called? Parkota like. So there. And if anyone is doing archan of Radha Krishna, by what way? With Raga Nuga Marga. Then they will go to Vrindavan, in the heart of Golok. And they will serve Radha Krishna conjugal in Unnat Ujjala Rasa. And those who are worshipping Krishna and Radha, not in the mood of this Unnat Ujjal, not in the guidance of any gopi, they can be in Mathura. What they will do? Oh, like Saptabhama, Mathura or Dwarka, they will serve in the Golok. But where? Not Golok. They will go where? Inside, in Dwarka, and they will serve. Because Radha is somewhat coming from Radhika, Saptabhama. So, they will serve Satyabhama and Krishna. No? So these are so many things. For a Raga Nuga Sadhak, they should know all these things. Vishwanatha Bhagavati Thakur has kindly told all these things. You should also know that in Vrindavan, in Golok, there are three places. Vrindavan, Gokul and Braj, same thing. No? And then Dwarka and Mathura, Purukshetra and other places. There are three kinds of Radhika, same Radhika, but her mood has been somewhat changed. Srimati Radhika is of the three kinds. Vishwanu Nandini, no? And Radhika Sanjogini and Radhika Vyogini. No? Who is Vishwanu Nandini? Always together with Krishna, always, no separation. Some separation would be there. When Srimati Radhika is doing man, or when Krishna goes to cowherds, or when she feels prem vaichitra, only there. But all when Krishna and both are, Radhika are both together. So she never feels separation, and this is of Nitya Leela, from morning to again morning, from Nishant Leela to off. These are Nitya Leela. No? Understand? No Namittik Leela. There are three loks. That is Prakat Manifestation of Dham and Aprakat Leela Sthal. The place of Aprakat, where all Leelas are there. Nitya Leela, always. No? And another is Drishyaman Dham. What we see now. No pastime. No Krishna and Radha there. This is what? Present. What we are seeing. Who are seeing? We. Covered with Maya, we are seeing that no past time. We can hear there, past times, I mean, we can see that, oh, this is the same Govardhan which Krishna lifted. This is same Yamuna. So this is called Drishyaman or present Dham. And what is Prakat Dham? Prakat Dham, where Krishna descended with his all association, and Braj Dham from Golok Vrindavan, it descended here. Both are same. Both are same. No difference at all. But there is some difference that at the time of Prakat, at the time when Krishna was playing and descending there, Yog Maya has connected this earth to transcendental earth, past-time place. So at that time, the beauty of that place, Vrindavan Dham, was so glorious. And Radha said, all can see, oh, Nitya Siddha, Siddha, and those who are Sadhana Siddha, all can go there. But Sadhana Siddha, Sadhak, those who are practitioner, like Bhav Avastha, they cannot go there. So many differences. Same transcendental Dham, but here our eyes are covered with material Maya. Our Yog Maya has covered it, our eyes, so we cannot see. But any very high class of devotee, sometimes he may see the glimpse of that. In this Prakat Leela, in that Aprakat Leela, there is no birth of Krishna, but pastime. No? There is no Abhimanyu, the husband of Radhika. not going and coming from Vrindavan to Mathura and Dwarka. But only there is ego. Ego, Abhiman. Abhiman means? What Abhiman? Conception. That Krishna has gone there. And Yashoda has yield a son. So no Janma. Only Navakishore Natvar Murti Krishna is there and Radhika is there in Vrindavan. This is the root thing in Vrindavan. Only in Aprakat Vrindavan a conception will come that Krishna had gone to Mathura and Dwarka. And now they are thinking like, oh, very bad thing, bad separation. We cannot tolerate these things. But in Prakat Leela, these conceptions take a solid murti form. That murti, that Srimati Radhika thinks that I am married to Abhimanyu. There is only murti conception by Yog Maya. But here in Prakat Leela it takes a shape. And anyone can see that, oh, he is the husband of Sri Radhika. Or in this Prakat Leela we can see that Yashoda is giving birth to Krishna in this. And there no janma, but all know that Yashoda had given a child and his name is Krishna and he is Yashodananda. No? There is conception of Dwarka, but not going Dwarka. They remember that, Krishna had gone. Now he should not go. And feeling so much separation. There is no Kans, only some idea of Kans. That, if Krishna will go there, then he will fight with Kansa and Charun Mostik. No really Charun Mostik are there. Only ego is there by Yogamaya. And in Prakat, these conceptions have taken solid shape. And they have become Charun Mostik, Kansa, Jarasandha and all others. Only a realized person whose bhajan has come up to bhav, they can understand this. I am giving only a line outline. Only for those who want to advance. They have no worldly desire. Always thinking like this. So for their help I am telling all these things. This is association. This is called this. A man who is always engaged in making money, pratistha, ratham, and all worldly desires, always he is busy in maintaining his life, they cannot understand all this. But I am telling you, I know that very rare devotees are of this class. But yet I am telling that you should hear, and in future you should be so fortunate to go up to that place. So there is no difference between prakat and aprakat. But our eyes covered with yogamaya or mahamaya, they will see that, this is aprakat and he is. They have no conception of aprakat leela, only prakat leela. But all the leelas in prakat leela are in aprakat leela. So parthiya leela is also there. The root is there. It is some perfected reflection here in this world. So I was telling that Radha is three kinds. Vishwanandani, Srimati Radhika, never separation. And we can think in Nitya Lila Ashta Prahar, how she is meeting with and serving Krishna in Nishanta Lila. In morning pastime. After that, Aparanna, Purvanna, how he, Krishna is going to grazing cows. And Srimati Radhika and all gopis are looking Krishna from different angles. And when Krishna goes to cowherd, then how gopis go to Radha Kundal and Kusum Sarovar and they try to meet. How pastimes of Surya Kund and all other things. How they took, they take Bansi from Krishna. And Krishna is always here and there. Oh, where is my Bansi? Where is my? You have. I will search whether you have taken or not. So like this. And sometimes the gambling and Srimati Radhika is defeating Krishna and all gopis are clapping like. And after that, coming from where? Cow grazing. And all the gopis are in Javat and they are looking Krishna. They are taking arati from their eyes and crest. And after that, sang Leela, oh, Krishna goes to milk cows. After taking something, breakfast in evening, and then he goes, and gopis are taking, looking them, how beautiful scenery. And after that, Srimati Radhika is cooking something in his jawar, and sends it to Nandagaon, and Krishna with his all friends and father, and all uncles and friends, he is taking prasadam, and this remnant is sent to. And in the midnight, again, they are meeting. So the never any separation. Only separation where? When Krishna goes to cowherd, or Srimati Radhika is doing mass, or anything. So see, this is Vishwanandani. And Sanjogini, Biyogini, when Krishna goes to Mathura, one Radhika is always with Krishna and she is Vishwanandini. But another Srimati Radhika, same Mad Radhika, some manifestation like this. Who is feeling separation? Where is Krishna? Krishna has gone to Mathura and after that he has gone to where? Dwarka. And always waiting for separation. This is Biyogini Radhika. Like Uddhav Khyari. This is Biyogini. It is in Prakat Leela. Not there. There is only Abhiman. But idea there. No shape. Not like this. Because Krishna never goes forever. Or for so many years. Like 108 years. Never. Only they see that. Like a dream that, oh, Krishna has come. Like this. And Sanjogini Radhika, who gets up Vrindavan and she goes to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna and to bring Krishna. You know that Srimati Radhika never Vishwanandini or Biyogini Radhika never gives up Vrindavan. Never, never, never. Like Brajendra Nandan, Krishna and Rohini Nandan Ram, they never give up for a moment. Always playing in. So, this Vrishvanandani and Biyogini Radhika never left Vrindavan. But Sanjogini Radhika, feeling separation, and she goes to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna. And feeling so much separation, Biyog means separation is there. So, she has left Vrindavan and went there. So, this is Biyogini Radhika. Sanjogini. So I want to come to the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Only I have told to give an example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one who took the beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika, and he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sachinandan Gaurhari. But three aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. What? Always in knows, always. He never gives up Navadvip. And that is why Navadvip is called Vrindavan. And in Navadvip there are 9 islands, and in 9 islands, Vrindavan, Madhuban, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Khadirvan, Gokilvan, Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Bilvavan, Mahavan, Lohavan, all vans, and 12 upavans, and 12 sakhavan, 36 vans are there in Navadvip. But they are not like in Vrindavan situation. That some are here, some are there, some are there. Not regular like Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Kumudvan, Madhuban, Talvan. Situation not like that. In Navadvip, Mayapur is combination of Gokul and Mathura, where he took birth. And Govardhan Hill is where? Koladip, where or not. And this, there is a Rasasthali, because in the lap of Govardhan, Ras becomes. And this Ras is so high class. No? So, Champakhatta is Ritudip, and Ritudip what? Radhakunda is there. And Bhandirbhat, one where? Modadrumdip. Where? In other side. So all bans are there. All these bans are not in Puri. No? Not in Puri. So Vrindavan is abhinna to this Navadvip, and all bans are there. And Mahaprabhu all pastimes, Nitya Leela for 8 times is in Navadvip, and he never gives up this Navadvip. So this is like Navadvip is Vrindavan. And his pastimes in morning, in very morning, he remembers the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and weeping. Then in Pratar Leela, in morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating the pastimes of Krishna and Radha in morning, what Krishna is doing. And Radha is doing in Jaot and Krishna in Nandagam, how they are taking baths and all other things. And Mahaprabhu is always meditating and weeping. And then in Aparanna, he is meditating this pastime, how Krishna is going to call. Or not Aparanna, Purvanna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whole life he is doing like this. Always in Golok Vrindavan Shvetadip, these Neelar are Nitya. And here Prakat Leela. There Aprakat Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There he has not to go to Puri, to Dakshin Bharat, nothing. Only always playing this Astakali Leela in Navadvip. In Aprakat Leela, Svet Deep, no Sannyas Leela. Only there is some idea. And this idea here, so this Sannyas Leela of Puri is what Leela? In here, it is like taken Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken. And, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave Mathura. Vrindavan, similarly like Krishna, never. But who goes there? only manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and takes sannyas, because this is not Nitya Leela. Understand? It is like Nitya Leela. How? That the birth of Krishna in Aprakat Leela is Naimittik Leela. The marriages done to all are Naimittik Leela there. Only the idea that Krishna has been married, Krishna has taken birth. So, in Nitya Golok, where Shvetdeep, by the side of Vrindavan, no sannyas leela, only mood is there. And that mood, Abhiman, takes form here, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. And he leaves Vrindavan, that is Navadvip, and goes to Puri. Where? What is Puri? Dwarka. Why? Subhadra cannot come to Vrindavan. The son of Vasudev, Baldev and Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna, they cannot come to Vrindavan. No? So, Mahaprabhu is playing the role of sannyasi only there, where? In Dwarka. So, this is only mood in there, Aparakat Leela, one Nitya Leela where there is. And this is what? In there, only Abhiman is there. But here, that Abhiman takes shape. And he goes, he takes sannyas and he goes to Puri, to Dwarka. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to Puri. Why? But this is Prakat Leela. That mood has taken shape. How? Why? From there he went to where? South India, like Sri Rangam, met with Venkat Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta and others. And he was playing so many pastimes. And he went to also Godavari Tat, and where he met Rai Ramana. No? So all the pastimes who took place in there, so always separation mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling, and Radhika mood he was testing. What are these things in Puri? You should see like what I told in Vrindavan of Krishna. So the Mahaprabhu of Dwarka Puri, who is he? Manifestation of so Mahaprabhu always in Kishore Leela without taking sannyas, he is taking birth in Navadvip, playing with boys, always doing sankirtan, no opulence at all, but in Puri so much opulence, anyone cannot go to Mahaprabhu, never can go. They can go up to Rai Ramananda and they will beg permission and they then can go. No? And what he is doing? Oh, very big affluence. Anyone cannot do like that. But Navadvip Leela is like Nar Leela. And there, as per Jalila, where? In Puri. And in Dakshin, South India, he met and he hears something. In Gaur Leela, there is anything to hear? Anything to hear? Navadvip. His life. Like Naravata Leela, all pastimes. In Puri, he becomes like tortoise, sometimes so long. This is excellent. A man cannot do like this. So, now you should come. So, Navadvip Leela is Vrindavan like Leela. And Narvata Leela. So, this is place is highest. And secondary comes Puri Leela, where he is testing the modes of Radhika in Gambhira.
like this.
And in South India, this is like going there. Mahaprabhu, why he will go to South India? He will never go, living Vrindavan and living Navadvi. But he goes in Prakat Leela. So he is like Sanjogini. Sanjogini, Nabiyogini. Sanjogini, that life. So we should try to know all these things. And then chant and remember all these things. But you should not exercise your mental exercise. Otherwise Maya will come. So try to chant more. I am telling what I am telling, not my view. I am telling the views of Guru Parampara. It is very rare to... You cannot